Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Ervin, Daf Mem Vav. We're learning today Le'ilui Nishmas Jacob Olson, Yaakov Ben David. All the Nishmas we learned for should have an Aliyah. Now, we begin five lines from the top with the words Amar B'Yaakov Bar-Idi, Amar B'Yoshua Ben-Levi, Halacha Kriv Yochanan Ben-Yuri. Now, we have to remind ourselves, what did Rav Yochanan ben Uri say? So we had a machlokas yesterday, Rav Yochanan ben Uri in the Mishnah, and in the Gemara that we discussed this, Rav Yochanan ben Uri's opinion, we finalized, was that even inanimate objects, and certainly a man who is sleeping, are able to be kone de shvisa, they can get a tchum on Erev Shabbos, going into Shabbos, wherever they are, even the man without das, because he's asleep, and even inanimate objects that don't have das, Rav Yochanan ben Uri's opinion is that they are kone shvisa, they are established as that is their place, even if they're ownerless. Normally, an inanimate object goes after the owner, but here it's talking about kalim, let's say, that are hefker, food that is hefker. So it gets its shvisa, it gets its place on Shabbos right where it is, and it'll have 2,000 amos all around it, like any person would, and an inanimate object has the same thing. That's the opinion of Rav Yochanan ben Uri, and the Chacham disagreed with that. And now, along comes Rav Yaakov Bar-Idi, in the name of Rav Yeshua ben Levi, and refer to this as Rav Yeshua ben Levi's halacha. He says that we paskin ki Rav Yochanan ben Uri, which is interesting, because it's a yachid against the rabbim, and the Gemara will discuss this also momentarily. So this is the statement that will be the basis for most of today's shir, that Rav Yeshua ben Levi says that, in fact, Allah is like Rav Yochanan ben Uri. So Amalei Rav Zeira, Rav Yaakov Bar-Idi, so Rav Zeira said to Rav Yaakov Bar-Idi, who was the one who brought this halacha down in the name of Rav Yeshua ben Levi, and he says, did you hear this directly? Beferish Shmi Allah? Did you hear Rav Yeshua ben Levi tell you this directly? Oh, Miklala Shmi Allah. Or you heard him say something else, and you therefore assumed and felt that that meant that Rav Yeshua ben Levi holds that Allah is like Rav Yochanan ben Uri. So Amalei, so Yaakov Bidi responds back to Rav Zeira, and he says, Amalei, beferish shmili. I myself personally heard Rav Yeshua ben Levi say that the halacha is like Rav Yochanan ben Uri. Now, what difference does it make? So sometimes the Gemara will say, because if it's by an implication, we can disprove the implication. Here we're not going to disprove the implication. We're going to ask, why do you need to have both the actual statement of Rav Yochanan ben Uri, that the halacha, Rav Yeshua ben Levi saying that the halacha is like Rav Yochanan ben Uri, and another klal that says that we paskin like the lenient opinion when it comes to Erevin. And here, this is the lenient opinion. Otherwise, it has no Erev, and it's just able to be moved dalet amos. Here we're saying that it has its own Erev, and it can be moved 2,000 amos. That's the more lenient opinion. So my klala, what is this general rule that Rav Zeira was asking? Is that where Yaakov Bar-Idi assumed that Rav Yeshua ben Levi was holding that the halacha is like Rav Yochanan ben Uri? Don't Rav Yeshua ben Levi, because we have the statement from Rav Yeshua ben Levi, another statement that he made, halacha kedivri ha-mekel ve-Erev. Rav Yeshua ben Levi had said elsewhere that we always paskin like the more lenient shita when it comes to an Erev. And therefore, if we always paskin like the lenient shita, so why did you have to tell me that we paskin like Rav Yeshua ben Levi here? Because Rav Yeshua ben Levi says that we paskin like Rav Yochanan ben Uri, that's assumed, because he says you always go like the lenient statement. Why did he have to say the second one, the Tarti Lomeli? Why do we need two statements from Rav Yeshua ben Levi? We paskin like the lenient shita, and we paskin like Rav Yochanan ben Uri. They're both saying the same thing. So the Gemara says, I'm Rezera Tzricha. Rezera said, you need both. You need the cloud, this general rule. You're passing like the lenient shita, and yet you still have to tell me, Rav Yeshua ben Levi, that the halach is like Rav Yochanan ben Uri. Why not? Why do you need both? The Ashmin and halach Rav Yochanan ben Uri, if you only told me the one statement, that halach is like Rav Yochanan ben Uri, you know what I would have said? Hav Amina ben Lekula or ben Lechumra. This would work that we follow Rav Yochanan ben Uri's opinion, no matter what it resulted in, whether something was a kula or whether something was a chumra. As Rashi says, kigon kli hefker, if something is hefker, I amis konin shvisa, asur lo lichon lemakom she'erev zeh hamotzon, el alpayim hu de islu l'chol ruach. If you say that it's something that is hefker, has a shvisa, so then you're restricted in moving it only 2,000 amos from the spot that it is. That could be a chumra, because if somebody else were to pick it up, and we would say it goes after the reshus of the person who picked it up, so maybe he has an erev the other way, and this is at the end of his 2,000 amos, and he actually has 4,000 amos to go in the other direction. So that would be a chumra, that we're restricting it. So I might have thought, if you just tell me that halacha is Rav Yochanan ben Uri, it goes across the board, bein lekula, bein lechumra. That's why Kamash Malon, halacha kedivri ha-mekel be'erev. That's why Rav Yeshua ben Levi had to say that we always go like the more lenient opinion, not lekula lechumra over here, but just lekula. So that's why you have to tell me that we pass like the lenient opinion. Nusa, just tell me that. Lema halacha kedivri ha-mekel be'erev. Just tell me that the halacha is like the lenient opinion. So I'll know that we always passing like the lenient opinion, which includes the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. So halachic Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, lamali. Why did you have to tell me that the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri then in that situation? Isn't it subsumed? Isn't it automatic that we would be the halacha? So one says, no, itzruch. You need to tell me also, Rabbi Shuba Levi, that the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, even though you said that the halacha is like the mekel opinion. Why is that? Itzruch. Because so kedai techaminach, I might have said, if you only told me that the halacha is like the leading opinion, hanimili, that is only true that we pass like the leading opinion when it's equal, when you have even people arguing. Yochid b'mokum yochid, a single rabbi against a single rabbi, or b'rabim b'mokum rabbim, or multiple rabbis against multiple rabbis. So then we say we follow the leading opinion. But if you just told me you follow the leading opinion, I wouldn't automatically think of a yochid b'mokum rabbim, a single individual like Yochid ben Nuri against the chachamim. I might have said a malo, that we don't take the leading opinion in that situation because we have a general rule that yochid versus a rabbim, we pass it like the rabbim. So I might have thought that only when it's equal, a yochid versus a yochid, or a rabbim versus a rabbim, then we follow the leading opinion. But if it was a yochid versus a rabbim, like a yochid ben Nuri against the chachamim, maybe if you just told me that loch is like the meiko, we would say that's not going to include a case of a yochid versus a rabbim. Oh, that's why Rishu ben Levi had to say, halacha k'r yochid ben Nuri. Now the Gemara says, amalei rov oli abaye. Rov, it says to abaye, nichti, let's take a look at this, analyze this. Eruvin is a din d'rabbanan. The whole concept of eruv is a din d'rabbanan. Mali yochid b'mokum yochid, u'mali yochid b'mokum rabbim. Why would I have thought that there should be a distinction between a yochid against the yochid that we take the lenient opinion? So too, a yochid against the rabbim. We should follow the lenient opinion. Why would I have to say that I need a second statement that Yeshua ben Levi makes, that the halacha is like a yochid ben Nuri? Why would I have thought that in the din d'rabbanan, where we normally have a rule, sveikah d'rabbanan l'kula, normally we go by din d'rabbanan, we go the more lenient way, so why would I have assumed that if it was a yochid versus a rabbin, I still would pass in like the yochid? Why would we not have thought that? That's the question that Rava says to Abai. Amalei Rapapa l'Rava. So Rapapa jumps in and he says to Rava, really? Do you think that by a d'rabbanan we wouldn't paskin like the rabbim over a yochid automatically? Or with the rabbanan, lo shani lo'an ben yochid b'mochim yochid l'yochid mochim rabbim? Do you think that this rule that we follow the rabbim is totally disregarded in a din d'rabbanan? No. Even by a din d'rabbanan, the normal rules of a yochid versus a rabbim that we paskin like the rabbim apply as well. And I'll show you that this is true from a Mishnah Nida. And just to give a little background on this Mishnah Nida, when a woman has a set vest, set period. So once she established her set vest, her set likelihood to see blood at a certain time, she sees every 29th day, religiously, every 29th day, she goes and sees blood. So then she's established this vest, this pattern, and in that situation, any taharos that she touched in the previous period of time are not considered tameh because she has a regular period. So that's what the Mishnah Nida tells us. What not? Rabbi, now we have the Girsa Rabbi Elazar, but the Bach brings down throughout this daf that this is the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. So Rabbi Eliezer Omer, he says, call Isha, she'avru aleha shalosh onos. If a woman has had three periods pass by and she has established a certain pattern, so then daya shaita. So at the moment that she sees her blood, we assume that is the moment that the blood came out, and we don't have to go back in time at all and say, well, maybe the blood actually came out. She only recognized it now. So maybe the tyrus that she touched an hour ago are really tummy. And there are, in fact, opinions that you have to go back either 24 hours or you actually have to go back to the last time that she knew for vaday that she was tahora. So Rabbi Eliezer is a very lenient opinion, and he says, daya shaita, that we can assume, halachically speaking, that the blood that she identifies that she has right now just came out, and we don't go back in time at all, daya shaita. Now this is a big kula. Rabbi Eliezer's opinion is the most makel opinion. And we learn in a braisa over there in the Gemara Nida, the Tanya, Maisa. One time there was such a situation that came before the rabbis, but also Rabbi, Ki Rabbi Elazar, again, was a gear, so we have a Shuri Rabbi Eliezer. One time such a woman came before Rabbi and asked him, I touched these taharas an hour ago and now I saw blood. So what's the din? And he paskin like Rabbi Eliezer, the daya shaita, that those taharas that she touched were not tame. Only afterwards, Rabbi said, La'acha sheniskar. Afterwards, he realized something. We'll see in a moment what he realized. He said, it's okay. Omar, kidaihu Rabbi Eliezer, again, should be Rabbi Eliezer each time, lismoch olav b'shas hadchak. Okay, I made a mistake. I remembered something now that if I had realized this originally, I would have paskened differently. But bottom line is, kidaihu Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer, such a great tzaddik that under these extenuating circumstances, the shas hadchak, I have to already paskened, so I don't have to go and retract my psak. Now, what does it mean? My li'achar sheniskar. He said only after he remembered something did he say, uh-oh, I had made a mistake. But okay, not a big deal because Reuelez is such a gadol that I can rely upon him even though I made a little bit of a mistake. Now, ilema, if the achar sheniskar was la'achar sheniskar, the ain't halachic Rebbe Eliezer, if he remembered, uh-oh, I made a mistake. We don't possibly like Rebbe Eliezer. We possibly like the chachamim. So then, elo. If you made a mistake, you made a mistake. We don't say, well, you know, there was another opinion. If we had paskened clearly that the halacha is like the Rabbanon and not like Rabbi Eliezer, so then even after the fact, even though it's a shas hadchak, you're not allowed to rely upon that. You got to go and change the psak halacha. So that can't be obviously what we're talking about. That's not what he was la'achar sheniskar. Because if you remember for a fact that we don't pasken like Rabbi Eliezer, he would have to retract his psak. Ella, what was the case when he said la'achar sheniskar? Ella, the lo itmar hilchusa, lo Rabbi Eliezer, it should be again, the lo kerabbanon, it was that we didn't have a clear-cut halachic decision. There were two opinions, the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer and the opinion of the Chachamim, and the rabbis never paskin how we hold. So, la'achar sheniskar, what does it mean? He remembered, now I remember something. It's okay, I can rely upon Rabbi Eliezer, he's a gadol. Why? The lav yochid poligolei. He remembered that it wasn't Rabbi Eliezer versus an individual rabbi, but it was Rabbi Eliezer versus the chachamim. He originally thought that it was Rabbi Eliezer versus another rabbi one-on-one, so you can pass it like Rabbi Eliezer. But now we realize, wait, it was Rabbi Eliezer versus the rabbanon, and I pass it like the yochid. He says, okay, Ella rabbim, it was really rabbim, so pligolei that went and argued with him. So he said, okay, amai kedaihu Rabbi Eliezer, so in this situation, and here's the point, only in this situation, Rapapa tells Rava, can we say it's a dindra abanan. This whole concept of dayashata is the whole thing is a dindra abanan. Midaraisa, you only tell me when you see blood. We don't have to go back in time at all. So this machlokas is only a dindra abanan. Do we go back in time or not? And Rileza says you don't have to go back midra abanan in time. And the Chacham say you do have to go back in time. So this was a machlokas, a yochid versus a rabbim. And only in this situation, because we're lenient in this situation, Rabbi said, Kedaihu, it's enough that I can rely upon Rabbi Eliezer. He's a gadol. I can kedai Rabbi Eliezer lismocho b'shas adchak. But only here and not in any other case. So how can you tell me, Rava, that there is no difference between a yochid and a rabbim by the rabbanon? Here's a clear-cut crystal example of where we do make distinctions between yochid and rabbim. This was the exception to the rule that we'll follow a yochid against the rabbim after the fact, because kedaihu. But under normal circumstances, we would paskin even by din d'rabbanan a rabbim over a yochid. So that's what Rapapa tells Rava, you're wrong. We do make a distinction by d'rabbanan, and we normally follow the rabbim, even though it's a d'rabbanan against the yochid who may be meikel, and only over here is there a special dispensation. So again, Rapapa tells Rava, your diuk is wrong. Likewise, Amar Rav Mishar Shil Rava, or others say, Amar Lo Rav Nachum Yitzchak Rava, you're also wrong. Rava, you say that by the Rabbanon, why would we think that you should make a rule that you have to follow the Rabbim? It's only the Rabbanon, so we should follow the Yochid. Uv the Rabbanon, Lo Shani Ben Yochid, Ben Mochim Yochid, Ben Yochid, Ben Mochim Rabbim? Really? Is that really right, what you're saying, Rava? And therefore, you're questioning, why did Rishu Ben Levi have to tell us that the Halach is like Rav Yochanan Ben Nuri, because he's a Yochid versus a Rabbim? We would have thought you're Paskin Lekula only by the Rabbim versus the Yochid. So he says, Rava, you're wrong. He also says you're wrong. Rav Papa said he was wrong, and Rav Mishar Shia, or Rav Nachman Yitzchak, whichever one who said this, says to Rava, you're wrong. And where is this from? So this is a Bryce in Moed Cotton. For Tanya, Shmua Kurova. Now he was talking about Rachman Lutzlan, somebody who passes away, and they only find out within a certain period of time that he passed away. So if they find out close to when the person passes away, like is the norm, so then you have a regular Shiva and you have a regular Shloshim. But if you find out after 30 days that the person never passed away, so then there are different opinions what you do. And that's what the Brisa says. Shmua Krova, if you hear the death within 30 days, so then the regular dinim of Avelis apply. Noheges Shiva u'Shloshim. The regular rules of Shiva and Shloshim apply, even though the person Nebuch is already dead for 10 days, so you start the Shiva right now when you find out. You start the Shloshim from that point in time as well. If it's a Shmur Rechoka, however, which is more than 30 days after the person Nebuch passed away that you find out, so then Eino Noheges El Yom Echad. You only have one day of Avelus. It's a shortened form of Shiva and Shloshim, just that day that you find out. And what is the definition of krova versus rechoka? Deizoi krova, deizoi rechoka. How do we define somebody just finding it out and somebody that finds it out after a longer period of time, rechoka? So b'so shloshim, as I mentioned, is called krova. Anytime you find out about the death, nebuch, during the 30-day period of time, it's called a shmur krova, and the regular rules of shiva and shloshim apply according to the Tanakhama. Li'acha shloshim, but if it's more than 30 days, rechoka, it's called a shmur rechoka, and you only have that day of avelus, a very short period of time of avelus, and no regular shiva and shloshim. This is the opinion of Tanakhama, divrei Rabbi Akiva, and he's a yachid. The chacham disagree with Rabbi Akiva, and they say no. It doesn't make any difference when you find out, whether you find out within 30 days of the person Nebuch passing away, or whether you find out much beyond that, more than 30 days, a year later, you still have to sit a regular shiva and shloshim. Doesn't make any difference. Achashmur krova, achashmur rechoka, no hegas, shiva v'shloshim. So the Chachamim with a more machmir opinion here, Rabbi Akiva is the makel opinion, and the Omer Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Omer Rabbi Yochanan. Here, Rabba Bar Chana saying to Rabbi Yochanan, Komokum shata motze yochid makel v'rabbi machmirim. Whenever you find a yochid who's makel and the rabbi machmirim by a din drabbanon, all the avelus dinim are dinim drabbanon, with possibly the exception of the first day of avelus midaraisa. In any event, all of this is a din derabbanan. We have the mekel, by a din derabbanan, where the yochid is mekel, the rabbim are machmirim, halacha kideria machmirim, hamarubim. We follow the majority opinion, the rabbim, even though they're machmir, except for one place. Chutz mizu, except for this situation, shafapish Rabbi Akiva meikel v'chacham machmirim, even though Rabbi Akiva, who is the meikel opinion, is a yochid, and the chacham, the machmir opinion of the rabbim, in this, and again, only in this situation, do we not say that you follow the rabbim, even though it's a din the rabbanon, halach is Rabbi Akiva, the halach is like Rabbi Akiva, this because the sov halach Shmuel, because we have a general rule here that Shmuel stated, the Amar Shmuel taught us, halach is Rabbi Akiva, be avel. So the halacha always follows the mekel by avelus, and only over here, even if it's a yachid who's mekel and the rabbi the machmir, do we follow the yachid. But the general rule, and here's Rav Mesharshia or Rav Nachman by Yitzchak's kasha against Rava, but in general, it's only by avelus who the akilu bar rabbanon that we follow a yachid who's mekel over the rabbi the machmir. Avol bi alma, in general, when it's a yachid who's mekel and the rabbi the machmir, even afilu the rabbanon, the rule that you said doesn't apply. Shani ben Yochid b'mokum Yochid ben Yochid b'mokum Rabbim. We'll follow the Mekel opinion if it's one against one, a Yochid against the Yochid. But we will not follow the Mekel opinion if it's a Yochid against the Rabbim. So therefore, Rav Yochanan ben Nuri was necessary, and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi paskin like Rav Yochanan ben Nuri, that in this situation we paskin like Rav Yochanan ben Nuri against the Rabbim, because this is a Yochid Mekel against the Rabbim, which normally we wouldn't do. That's why he had to bedafka tell it to us. So again, Rava, you're wrong for saying that this wasn't necessary. We turn to the Amud Beis. Now, the Girsa that we have is the Rav Papa, which normally when you have a Vav, you mean we're discussing the same exact Indian. But Rashi says over here, Hochi Garsinon. Now, often the printers already followed Rashi, but here, for whatever the reason, they didn't follow Rashi. But the Girsa should be Rav Papa, not the Rav Papa, because we're going back to an earlier conversation and not continuing questions on Rava. And the Bach also deletes the Vav here. So we'll read this as a new statement over here. As Rashi points out, this is going back on Rav Shubin Levi's statement that he had to tell us that the Halacha is like Rav Yochanan. Not going back on Rava, telling us the distinction between a Yochanan versus a Rabban doesn't apply by the Rabbanon. So Rav Papa Mar, so Rav Papa tells us, it's direct. You need over here to have both the statement that we follow the Makel opinion by Erevin and that we follow Rav Yochanan and Nuri, for the following reason. Rav Papa says as follows. Rav Papa Amar, Itzrich, you need Rav Yeshua ben Levi to tell us that the Halacha is like Rav Yochanan ben Nuri, because otherwise, so kedai dechaminach, you know what I might have thought, hani mili be'erev chatzeros, that only applies in regards to an erev chatzeros, a din that is different than erev tuchumim. And I would have said that by erev chatzeros, then we would follow Rav Yochanan ben Nuri, that we have the lenient opinion that you can rely upon. We'll see in a moment what this is talking about. Avol be'erev tuchumim emelo. I would have said, you know what? By tchum, we follow the more machmir opinion of the chachamim. Tzricha. This is necessary, therefore, for Rishu and Levi to tell us that halacha by erev tuchumim is also like Riochu and Nuri. Now, why would we think that there's a difference between erev chatzeros and erev tuchumim? So more says, you know, Tema, the shani lei ben erev chatzeros and erev tuchumim. What was a hava meaning that we should make a difference between erev chatzeros, where we follow the lenient opinion of Riochu and Nuri, and by erev tuchumim, where we would not? So more says that none. because there's a Mishnah that we're going to learn later in the Masechta that tells us as follows. Amar Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, the Tana said, by Medvar Mamurim, under what circumstances do we need permission from the person to go and make an Erev on their behalf? So he says, you must get the person's permission. I can't make an Erev Techumim against your will. I go to a guy and said, listen, I know you didn't ask me to, but I made an Erev Techumim for you, and your Erev this Shabbos is 2,000 to the left of the city. So you can't go to the right of the city at all, but you got 4,000 amos to the left of the city. You can't do that. The person has to give his permission because you're hurting him in some way. You may be helping him in some way. You go 4,000 amos to the left, but he can't go anything to the right. So you're not allowed to make an Erev Techumim for somebody on their own. So Erev Techumim is stricter in that you can't do it without permission. But if a person's in the yard and you didn't get permission from him to include him in the Erev Chatzeros, so whether he wants to or whether he doesn't want to. Why? Because this is considered a schus to this person to be able to carry. There's no negative involved in his carrying. And therefore, we're allowed to go be mezake on his behalf, even without his permission, because we have a general rule that we'll always do something that will benefit a person, even without his permission. So that's by Erev Chatzeros, it's definitely Zuchus for him. However, but you're not allowed to go and do something that harms a person unless he says, yeah, give you permission. Yeah, okay, I do want to go 4,000 amos to the left, so thank you very much. I know I'll lose the 2,000 amos to the right, but I'm willing to give that up to gain the 4,000 amos to the left. So you have to get his permission. That's a chov for the person. It may not be good. So therefore, if he says it is good, then you're allowed to do this. So that is the teretz. There are Papa gives why we needed to tell us specifically that the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan Nuri, because I might not have thought that it's true by Erev Techumim. Rav Ashi gives another teretz to that question. Rav Ashi Omar Itzduch. You need that to tell us that Rabbi Shuman Levi, that the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan Nuri, for the following reason. Because Sol Kedai Techaminach, if we didn't have this statement of Rabbi Shuman Levi that the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan Nuri, you know what I would have said? Not immediately, Bishiyure Erev. That this applies only when you're dealing with leftover Erev. There's a certain amount of food that has to be put out. Two meals has to be put out for the Erev. Now, that is L'chatchila. By an Erev Chatzeros, you need to have two meals out there. But the bottom line is that by an Erev Chatzeros, if after you put it out and it's there for several weeks, some of the food is eaten up, so as long as you still have a mashu left, as long as you have still something left, that's fine. So if you told me that halacha is like Rav Yochanan Nuri, I would have said only b'diavad do we follow the halacha like Rav Yochanan Nuri, that okay, after a couple of weeks, if you only have a little bit of food left, that's fine. Hani mil b'shiyuri erev. I will b'tchilas erev emelot. By an erev chatzeros at the beginning, if you don't have the regular amount, it's not good. So therefore, Kamash Malon, that he says, no, even at the beginning, it is acceptable if you don't have the full amount of food. Now, why is that so? We know Tema, the Shani Levin Shuri Erev, the Tchilas Erev. Why would we have thought that there should be such a difference? So that's a Mishnah that we'll also have later in the Masechta. It says over there that Amar Yossi qualifies some of the Dinim about an Erev Chatzeros. And this is the simplest way to understand this. There are multiple ways to understand this, but I'll give us the simplest way, at least for me, the simplest way. Now, Medvar Mamurim, when are we talking about that it doesn't make any difference between the din of Shiur Erev, L'Tchilas Erev, B'Medvar Mamurim, that's only talking about B'Tchilas Erev, that you must have the full amount of food at the beginning when your Erev is being put out there for Erev Chatzeros. Avo B'Shiuri Erev, Afilu Kolshu. But by your Shiuri Erev, even any amount is good. Because the only reason you need any a full amount by the beginning of Erev, the law of Rula Erev Chatzeros, at the beginning to have the full meals, is Kleish Lo L'Shakach Toras Erev Nataniyakos. That the children shouldn't think that you're just allowed to carry willy-nilly. People who grow up in an Erev, so they don't even know the din of you're not allowed to carry on Shabbos. So therefore, the rabbis wanted to make sure that this din is remembered. So that's why they said you even need a certain amount of food by the Erev Chatzeros, to remind us of this din. Otherwise, the people aren't going to realize it. But by an Erev Techumim, so there, it's an absolute requirement. That demonstrates the Shvisa that you need to have the two Sudas over there. And it's only by Erev that you might say that it wasn't necessary, because the whole din of Erev to have the food is only to remind us, L'shelo l'shachach Torah, Torah's Erev min ha-tinokos. So the bottom line is, you might have thought that there shouldn't be a distinction between Tchilas Erev and Shuri Erev. Oh, Kamash Bulon, that's the Chiddush here, that there is such a distinction. Now the Gemara goes off into a very interesting discussion. This is a Shas discussion in terms of how we paskin throughout Shas. A very, very, very important short number of statements that the Gemara is going to make right now that have applications almost every page in the Gemara. So Rav Yaakov and Rav Zrika Amru, both Rav Yaakov and Zrika said together that the following rules of Psak Halach apply in the Gemara. halacha, the halacha follows Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi Akiva mechaviro. When Rabbi Akiva argues one on one, yachid against the yachid, so we paskin like Rabbi Akiva. Uch Rabbi Yossi mechavirov, as opposed to Rabbi Yossi is the one exception to the rule where it's normally yachid against Rabbi, we paskin the Rabbim, Rabbi Yossi, because we say elsewhere, nimuko imo, he was very, very careful and always brought all of his rayas with him, so therefore, Rav Yossi is the exception to the rule that even against the Rabbim, we will pass like Rav Yossi. Ki Rav Yossi mechavei Rav. Even Yochid against Rabbim, we pass like Rav Yossi. And then Rebbe, the great Rav Yudah Nasi, Ocha Rebbe mechavei Rav. Rebbe also wins one-on-one, but as with everybody except Rav Yossi, Yochid against the Rabbim, we pass like the Rabbim. Now, Gemara says, why are you telling me these things the way you did? Lamai Hilchasa. Does this have halacha lamaisa ramifications? So the Gemara says, yes, it does. Ravasi Omar halacha. Ravasi says that this is a halacha. Rashi explains, and you can see Rashi in Tosos, because I'm going to want to see inside the Tosos in a moment, because Tosos disagrees with Rashi. So if you look in the Tosos, Dibra Masko, Ravasi Omar halacha. So when the Gemara said that Ravasi says it's halacha, so Rashi explained, Pirsha Kuntras, the Darshinon Bepirka, and you can publicly announce this. It's so tried and true, and this is the halacha, that you publicly announce these rules. That's the opinion of Ravasi. Ruchia bar Abba Omar Matin. If you look inside the Tosas again, so this Ruchia bar Abba who says it's Matin, Mat means we lean that way, so it means, Rashi says, Matin means morinon, however, velo darshinon v'pirka. If somebody asks you a shayla, yeah, we paskin, yeah, we say, we paskin like Rabbi Akiva against his chaverim, we paskin like Rebbe against his chaverim, and Rabbi Yossi against even chaverim, plural, even against all of his chaverim. So, you don't announce it publicly, but if somebody were to ask you, matin, yeah, that's how we paskin lemaisa, but you don't announce it publicly. And the third opinion, Rabbi Yossi Ruchanina, Amar Nirin, says that it looks like that's the way it is. So Rashi explains, back in this Tosus again, the Nirin Hainu, the Ovid Hachi, if after the fact you'd paskin this way, lo madrinan uvda. We don't retract it, we don't make you go back, but we don't publicly say it, and we don't even say it if someone asks you the Shaila, Avalomarinan. We don't paskin this way. That's the way Rashi understands these three levels of halacha, Matin, and Nirin. Tosus doesn't like this. Tosus says it's difficult to understand Rashi, Koshla Pirusho, Dafil lo itmar Nirin, lo madrinan uvda. Even if you didn't have this Nirin, wouldn't retract it because we didn't paskin the other way. So why would you say that Nirin means that you don't have to retract it? Of course you don't have to retract it. Kim lo itmar Hilchasa, Tosus says, lo kimar velo kimar, since we didn't paskin it, which way it is, so that can't be what Nirin means. So therefore, Tosus says, l'chay Nirin li, the halacha, when it says that Rav Asi Omer Halacha, it means the Ovid Ki'idoch Nahadrinon. That if you in fact went the other way, you paskin not like that, you return the din. You have to go back and redo the din, because the halacha is, like Rav Asi said, these rules. When it says Matin, it means Oruye Nami Yarinon. You're even allowed to go publicly announce it. And if somebody tries to paskin the other way, we protest. Umiyu. Ovid uvda, after the fact, if somebody did it, lo madrinan, you don't take it back. So we tell him not to, but if he did it, okay, after the fact, it's okay. The nirin, morin, what does that mean? Iboy lemevad ki idoch lo machinam beyode. If you want to paskin like the other guy, we don't protest against it, and certainly you don't retract it. So slight difference between Rashi and Tosus here in terms of what is the nafkamina, what is the actual statement in terms of these three amaroim, Ravasi, Ruchia bar Abba, and Rav Yossi Baruch Hanina, as to what it means when they said halacha, matin, and nirin. Now we have some other rules. Very important, again, Shas Gemara today, because these rules are applicable throughout Shas. Kalosh and Azeh, in a similar fashion, Amar Rav Yaakov Baridi, Amar Rav Yochanan, Rav Yaakov Baridi said in the name of Rav Yochanan the following rules. When you have a machlokes between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda, a machlokes between Rav Meir and Yehuda, how do we paskin halacha Rav Yehuda? We normally paskin like Rav Yehuda. When you have a machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, how do we paskin halacha Rabbi Yossi? That's not surprising, because we just said Rabbi Yossi wins even against the Rabbim, he's certainly going to win against one-on-one. And since we're telling us that Rabbi Yehuda versus Rabbi Yossi, we paskin like Rabbi Yossi, and when you have Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, then you don't have to even tell me when you have a machlokes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi that the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi. Right? If Rabbi Meir loses to Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda loses to Rabbi Yossi, so certainly Rabbi Meir is going to lose to Rav Yossi. Now, I should point out, this has nothing to do with how great these Talmidei Chacham are or how respected they are. We sometimes don't paskin like the greater person. The Gemara elsewhere is going to tell us that Rav Meir was greater than all of his colleagues. They couldn't figure out what he was saying sometimes. That's how great he was. That's why we don't paskin like him. But when Rav Meir makes a gzeira, he says, you better be careful about this. We always paskin like Rav Meir. So it has nothing to do with how great they are. That's an important thing to understand. These are the rules of Psak Halacha, which don't always follow how great they are. We have Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer, Bali Plukta throughout Shas. Rabbi Eliezer was able to summon a baskol to say he was right. He was able to make nisim to show it is right, but Rabbi Yeshua says, I'm sorry, lo b'shamayimi, that's not the way we do halacha, and the halacha is sometimes not necessarily who's the greater person, but it has to be how the halacha is derived to be what it is. Now the Gemara says, hashta b'mkom Rabbi Yehuda, lesa b'mkom Rabbi Yossi mibayah, so this is the end of what I just said. You don't have to tell me that Rav Meir loses to Rav Yossi, because if he loses to Rav Yehuda, and Rav Yehuda loses to Rav Yossi, so certainly Rav Meir loses to Rav Yossi. Another statement, Omer Rav Asi, Afani lo meid, Rav Yossi, Rav Shimon, Halach, Rav Yossi. Rav Asi is also, if it's one-on-one, Rav Yossi against Rav Shimon, not surprisingly, we pass it like Rav Yossi. And he adds, the Omer Rabbi Abba, Omer Yochanan, because Rav Abba said in Rav Yochanan, Rav Yehuda, Rav Shimon. When you have a machlos between Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon, we didn't have that yet. So how do we pass it? He says, Halach, Halach, Rav Yehuda. We normally pass it like Rav Yehuda. Therefore, it's not surprising. Hashta b'makom Rav Yehuda lesa. So if Rav Shimon has nothing when Rav Yehuda is there, he loses to Rav Yehuda. So certainly, Rav Shimon is going to lose b'makom Rav Yossi mibayi. You don't even have to ask, because if Rav Shimon loses to Rav Yehuda and Rav Yehuda loses to Rav Yossi, so then of course Rav Shimon is going to lose to Rav Yossi as well. They ask one more question. The one that we didn't have yet raised is Ibailu. What about Remei Rabbi Shimon? My, if you have Machlokes and Remei Rabbi Shimon, are there rules how we paskin? The Gemara says, Teiku, no, there are no rules about that. In Stama, each case is looked at individually. There isn't a general rule. This was the opinion that we said was from Rabbi Yaakov Baridi and Rabbi Yochanan. Not everybody agrees with this. Amar Misharsha, Rabbi Misharsha says, Less Nulani Kloli. None of these rules apply. That's not the way Halacha is established. Each case is looked at individually. We don't have these general rules. Each case is different. So Gemara says, Mino le Rav Misharsha. Where did Rav Misharsha get this from that he doesn't follow these rules? So Gemara says, Idlem, if you want to tell me, Mihodit Nan, for that which we learned in our very Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Lemad David Omer. Remember, we had the case of the three people. We had Reuven, Shimon, and Levi that were spread out within two amas of each other in their terms of chum. And Rabbi Shimon said that that's analogous to Legimul Chatzeros Absucha Zulazu, that we had three Chatzeros, A, B, and C, that are next to each other, that are opened up to each other, A to B, B to C, and they're all open to Rishus Arabim, Uptuchas Lushus Arabim. So he said in that situation that the two outer ones have room to go in with the middle one, whether it's Reuven, Shimon, or Levi, and Shimon's in the middle, so Reuven and Shimon can mix their tchum, and Shimon and Levi can mix their tchum. Likewise, Chatzar A has an Erev with Chatzar B, so they can mix, and Chatzar B has an Erev with Chatzar C, so they can mix. So Irvu Shtayim Achitzonus Himo Enzolios, if the outer ones made an Erev with the middle one, so Him Mutaros Imohen, Vehein Mutaros Ima, so they can share with each other. However, the two outer ones, whether it's Reuven and Levi, or whether it's A and C in the Chatzeros, they're not allowed to get together with each other. And, fine, how do we paskin this? So, Omar, Rabbi Chama, Bar Gurya, Omar Rav, Halacha, Rabbi Shimon. He said the Halacha is like Rabbi Shimon. Now, if you're telling me they have these rules, so then it must mean that somebody's arguing with Rabbi Shimon, and we had rules that Rabbi Yehuda beats Rabbi Shimon. So Uman Poligale, who is the one that argues Mistama with Rabbi Shimon over here? His Bali Plukta, this is Rabbi Yehuda. And therefore, the Ha, in this situation, Amis Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Halacha Rabbi Yehuda. We said that the Halacha follows Rabbi Yehuda. And yet he says that the Halacha is like Rabbi Shimon. So obviously, El Alav Shmamino, Lesnu. So we don't have these rules, because here's an exception to the rule. Someone says, Umay Kusha, why is that a problem? No, whenever we say that there's an exception to the rule, in this case, we pass it like Rabbi Shimon, so then you can break the rule. But the rule is still a good rule. If 90% of the time we follow the rule, and only 5, 10% of the time we don't follow the rule, so where you say we don't follow the rule, fine, but otherwise the rule is correct. The default ruling is that we do have these rules, and Rabbi Misharsha has no raya. Someone says, try again. Elamiha, Rabbi Misharsha gets his statement that we don't follow these rules from the following case. From the following Mishnah. Elamihah did not. We learned in a Mishnah. This Mishnah is found later in the Masechta as well. And it says there, Ir Shel Yochid. If you have a city that starts off being a private city, a person owns the whole city. Small little city, he owns the whole city. And then Nas Shirab, he sells it to the public. Now it's a public city. So there are rules that you're not allowed to go and be Ma'ariv an entire public city. But here's the exception to the rule, in that since it started off as an individual city, you can make an area around the whole city. So in this situation, just like it once originally had its own area around the whole city, so to over here, now that the Rabbim own it, it still is allowed to have its own area. Ma'arvin is Kula. you still can make one Erev around the entire city, even though it's now a city of Rabin. However, if it started off Shorabim, when you can't go and make an area around the whole city, but now Shiyachin, and an individual buys it, right? Warren Buffett buys the city, and now he owns the whole city. So Eim Arvin is cooler. You're not allowed in this situation to make an area around the whole thing, even though it's an individual owned. It still has to have some section left off. You must leave off a section to remind people, Ela Imkein Osa Chutzala. We'll learn later on in the Masechta why this is so, because it could return back to being a public city, and people will think they can still carry in the whole thing. So you must leave off a section. Elim Kein Osa Chutzala. You have to leave outside the area of one section of the city. How big does that section have to be? Ki'ir Chadasha. It has to be the size of a city known as Chadasha, which was a city Sheb Yehuda. They apparently knew the size of the city. Sheish B'chamishim D'yorim. They have 50 people living in it. So you must leave out of this Erev at least 50 people. And then you can make an Erev around the rest of the city that used to belong to the public and now is owned privately. This is the opinion Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Now, we should paskin like this based upon the klal that we just said. However, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon disagrees. We turn to the Amud Aleph. He says, Shalosh Chatzeros Shoshnei Batim. You don't have to leave off a size like the city Chadasha, but you just have to leave off an area that has three Chatzeros, and each of those Chatzeros has to have two houses in it. So, six houses worth, three Chatzeros with two houses in each Chatzer. So, that's all you have to leave off. Now, that's the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. How do we paskin? We, in fact, paskin like Rabbi Shimon. Again, this breaks the rule. That's why the Mishnah says there is no such rule. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda doesn't argue with him. Uman Paligalei. No, who's the one that argues with him? So it's Rabbi Yehuda. Farmers, but you said Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Allah, Rabbi Yehuda. So here, Rabbi Misharisha says, again, we break the rule, so there is no such thing as this rule. Gemara says again, same terrace we gave before. Oman Kusha. Why does it give you a hard time to say that this is an exception to the rule? Dilma Hachanami. In this case also, Hechad Yitmar Yitmar, where we say that Allah is not like Rabbi Yehuda, we pass him like Rabbi Shimon. So then, in that situation, we pass him like Rabbi Shimon. However, where we don't have any specific statement that we pass him like Rabbi Shimon, so then we follow the default rule, Hech de lo idmah, where we don't say that Loch is Rabbi Shimon, then we follow the rule, and lo idmah, we don't say that Loch follows Rabbi Shimon, but we follow the default ruling that Loch, Rabbi Shimon, against Rabbi Yehuda, we follow Rabbi Yehuda. So again, Rabbi Misharshi has no raya that there are no rules. So we've twice tried to find a proof or a Mishasha that there are no rules. Each time we say this is the exception to the rule, Mi'etz Hashem, tomorrow the Gemara will continue in the same vein and give us similar ideas. With this, we conclude today's share.